Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so last night there was just a wonderful, wonderful game played. The Lakers just a disaster versus the Heat last night, and all kinds of stuff out there today about things being disjointed, communication issues between players and with Darvin Ham, and sort of a disconnect that's in there. So there's a lot going on as the Lakers dip. They are below 500, and they're moving into this stretch where they've got 11 consecutive games with 10 of them at home.
Right. And by the way, before we get to the phones, Greg just stuck his head in here and said, and help me get this right.
Yes.
We are giving away a BB Go bag. Not just us, but Travis and Sliwa have one. We have one. Sedano and Cap have one. So we're giving away three different sets of Laker tickets tomorrow?
Yes. For the game on Sunday against the Clippers.
Okay.
Whoa. We're giving it away tomorrow.
All right. And
one
so,
on each show.
All right. So be sure to listen to the whole 9-hour mega block tomorrow.
Yeah, for
because
multiple chances to win.
Yeah. You don't have one chance to win. You have three.
What are we going to do? How are we going to give it away on our show?
Well, you get to determine it.
It's up to us.
Yeah. So we'll come up with it tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good,
awesome.
Because those are great tickets. You know,
and by the way, next week, Fifth Row Fridays comes back next
yes,
week, too,
yeah.
right?
Presented
we should somehow. BBGO, yeah. We should somehow involve Pepe in the giveaway.
Oh.
He's doing Potpourri of Lies tomorrow,
yes,
too.
Yes, he is.
So we got a lot going on tomorrow.
Hey,
all right.
John, wake up. Pay attention.
Exactly. That's how you win. All right. So let's go to the phone. Hey, take that call on line four. Jay on line four.
Jay, you're on 710. What's happening, man? Good afternoon.
Everything's good, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon is right. Jay, what'd you want to talk about?
Jaime Jaquez again. I was the one that called last year regarding the Lakers should have picked up Jaime Jaquez.
Yep.
Not just the Lakers, but the other 17 teams that passed on it too. He was the 18th pick.
But it's a dagger. It's a dagger every time he does something, you know? It's like, wow, his passes were pretty crisp. He had some good defense.
Oh, he's a great player.
He blocked Josefino last night. You know?
Yeah, he's
yeah,
a
he blocked Josefino last
John.
Night.
Go ahead, Jay.
You nailed it, John, when you said if the threes are not going down, why do you keep shooting them? Don't the coaches see this here?
No, the coaches disagree with me about this.
The Lakers don't take a lot of threes.
Well, and the coaches disagree about this. They say if they're – and Michael feels this way, Jay. If – Michael, Darvin, all these guys say, if we're open, we have to shoot him.
I agree with Michael and Darvin on this.
I don't.
Shoot.
If you're 3-4, what were they? 4-for-30?
Who do you want? Do you want Cam Reddish who takes one shot the entire night?
Okay, let me simplify this for you. You have a choice.
Yeah.
Cam Reddish, wide open three.
Mm-hmm.
Or Anthony Davis, single covered in the post.
Well, not a fair question. Of course.
Why not?
It's Anthony Davis.
So what are we arguing about?
Because Anthony Davis doesn't have high – they're not getting the ball to Anthony Davis enough. That's also a trademark of this team. He's not a big usage rate guy. And ultimately, you said – I'm going to quote you. You said you can tell who won the game by looking at who made the most three-pointers.
Right.
So the Lakers with – they were 4-for-100 last night.
Let me amend that. You can – the one line I would look at is last night Miami was, I think – Greg, look this up for me, but I think they were plus 21. I think they had seven more. I think we had,
four,
and they had 11. But I could be off by a couple there. So that's minus 21 from the three-point line. That's the number I want to look at. If
it's they were in 16 of 42, the Heat, and 4 of 30.
All right, so 12. So we were minus 36.
Yeah.
Well, how can you win like that? You can feed Anthony Davis all night long, and it's not enough.
But what you can do is get their 16 number down closer to you. Let's say you cut that 16 to 8.
Yep.
If you're minus 12 from 3 and you have Anthony Davis pounding him on the inside, you could win. But you can't win when you're minus 36. It just doesn't work.
The disappointing thing is here we are under 500, and Anthony Davis and LeBron James have played almost every game.
And they've played great.
And they've been fantastic.
The season ended today. They'd both be All-Stars, both be All-NBA.
Yep, absolutely.
Can I ask
and
you
still it's not enough.
Can I ask you something about Jaime Jaquez?
Yeah.
So I I've been saying, and I really truly
love Jaime Jaquez.
So do I, of course. I'm a huge user. I actually watched him more than I was watching the Lakers last night.
Yeah.
But
his game is, he's almost better suited for the NBA than he is for
college. Plus, I don't blame 100%. You. The Lakers were unwatchable, so you watch the other.
I watched the good guy. Yeah. I don't think that Jaime Jaquez would be this high, that on the Lakers. I think he would only be there in Miami. He works there and runs in that system well. I don't think he would look like that here in L.A.
I disagree, because think about how good he looked on UCLA, which was a completely different system than Miami. And by the way, Greg,
it's not the system.
Like, he looked great when he was playing opposite Johnny Juzang, and when Juzang left, he was still great. He played 4 years, and no matter who Mick Cronin put in around him, he was great. I just think he's one of these. He's a baller. I just think he's one of these guys that would plug into any system. He's just fundamentally sound and solid. Why wouldn't he work in our system?
So I don't think, because of the system that Darvin Ham runs, and maybe it's a Darvin Ham problem, but it's a five-out system. I think he would be relegated to just standing in the corner waiting for a three, which is basically how this all kind of works out for this Lakers team. There's not a lot of movement. He works better off of movement and cutting and those types of things.
But,
you
know, he also does this thing called defense, which is
and Greg,
good.
I agree with you that the Heat is an ideal fit for Jaime.
Ideal.
What I don't agree with is that he wouldn't be good on another team.
No. Another team, yes. Not the Lakers. I don't think he would be good on the Lakers. I don't think they would give him as much freedom to be himself.
Did you see where he came out and said he's glad the Lakers didn't draft him?
What are you going to say? What else are you going to say?
But his point was, I went to high school in Camarillo. I spent 4 years at UCLA. My sister's there now. My life has been in a bubble. You know, you were talking earlier about when you went to New York.
Yes.
At least you've lived a lot of life. I mean, you grew up in Ohio. Now you live in California. You went to New York. Greg, you went and lived in Hawaii. Yep. I've lived in Louisiana and Texas.
Sure.
I mean, we've been around. I know what Jaime's saying. I think it's 65% of people live their whole lives 10 minutes from where they grew up.
What percentage?
65%.
Is that right?
Yeah. Live, think about all the people that are still in Ohio.
Yeah, right. Still people back.
Probably 65% of the people you grew up with are still there.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I think that was his point. Jaquez was like, I needed an adventure. I needed something.
Change of environment.
Yeah. I have different friends and different people, and I'm living on the East Coast. He loves it.
Sure.
But if he was a Laker, I think he would have adjusted.
Yes.
I think he would have been able to get back in LA.
I can't tell you guys how many times, and what are we, 3 months into the season?
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times that you can take an NBA draft 3 months into the season, and if you redid it, there is somebody in the teens that would have gone top five.
Yep.
This year it's Jaquez. But, I mean, Giannis was in the teens. Kobe was in the teens. Kawhi was in the teens. Klay Thompson was 11th. The draft is weird.
Yeah.
There is always somebody, and in the case of Jaquez, I can tell you for a fact, because I've talked to a lot of people about this, the whole reason he dropped is because he was a four-year player.
Yeah.
People want an 19-year-old guy that they can develop and shape. That's why the Lakers took Hachimura, and that's why they're not down on him, because he's 19 years old.
He's barely played.
Right. Well, he's 19 years old.
Yeah.
They want to develop him and work with him.
Sure.
And hopefully one day he turns into Jaime.
Yeah,
Hawkins,
I mean, Max Christie was on that track, and now Max Christie's a regular contributor.
And Max Christie looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does. He does.
So it worked against Jaime that he was a four-year player, but the Heat, they have that culture down there, and they're smart, and they saw him and they went, that guy plugs right into our system.
Okay, I want to play something for you. This is Stephen A. Smith does his other show.
I think he does a podcast.
TV kind of thing. And he was asked this question. I'm going to play it, and then I'm not going to play his answer. I want you guys to answer it in all honesty. Here we go.
Start, bench, cut. Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez.
Start, bench, cut.
Can I think about it over the break?
Yes, think about it over the break. Everybody think about it over
the
break.
That's not fair.
Well, hey, accept the premise,
dumbass. I'm just saying it's not fair. That's a very hard question.
That's why I asked it.
That's the whole point of it. We'll do that coming
up. Welcome to Mason Ireland. You've only been here 10 years.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so,
Brian, who is this?
This is Ed Sheeran. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. God, he's got such a unique voice.
Yeah.
Great.
Ed Sheeran, great.
He is great.
How do you pick this music, Brian?
Today we're just a little top 40 right now.
Oh, we're doing top 40?
Yeah, a little top 40.
Oh, nice. That's the theme today. We're going top 40. You got a little Miley Cyrus rolling in there?
There is some Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I got like you. That.
Stay
I like
tuned.
That. It's her year, I think.
Is it still Flowers?
It's or still
is
that, his oh. Flowers
no,
on
what
there.
About, she's got another one about when I was young or I used to be young or I used to be younger, something like that.
I'll find that
find
for
that
you.
One. Yeah, find yeah. That one. All right. Hey, so I played this thing before we went to break. Stephen A. Smith on his talk show was asked this question.
Start, bench, cut. Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, there it is.
All right, so you're only honoring one of them because
correct.
One of them you're benching, but you could always go back to her.
Correct.
Okay.
Start, bench, cut.
All right. What these three women all have in common? Multiple relationships.
Oh, that is true. I didn't even think of
you
that.
You know, they've
does
all.
Does Jennifer?
Jennifer
Brad Pitt, and that's
just had
kind of
Brad
like,
and
know,
Justin
Theroux,
and that's it.
She's 0-2. Yeah. Halle Berry, I think, is 0-4.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Lopez is 0-4.
Well,
and now she's back with Ben. All right.
These, by the way, are three unbelievable looking. I mean, these are spectacular,
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm cutting Halle Berry.
You're cutting
oh,
Halle.
My.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Who are you benching?
This is hard. I'm benching J-Lo.
Ooh.
Because I think she would just drop me like a bag of rocks. She just moves on to the next
right.
thing, you know?
So you and start and...
I'm
you
starting start- Jennifer Aniston because I think... and then I could introduce her to Cappy because that's his dream girl.
But, right.
And they could ride off into the sunset.
And oh, Rachel and Jennifer all
but
want
I am.
To do
I'm sorry,
together.
I like her. I think yeah. she's...
you're not giving her away then.
No, but I think Jennifer Aniston is smart, and I think she's likable, and not that the other two women aren't,
yeah.
but I just
so
like...
So you're starting Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Okay. Benching J-Lo and cutting Halle Berry.
Yeah, how about you?
Do Greg. I don't know if I'm even... Am I allowed to even have an opinion on this?
Of course you are. Fine. What, because yeah. you're gay? What's
yeah.
that stupid?
Do you want to pick three guys to make right. you feel
yeah.
better? I mean, what do you want to do? Keanu Reeves, and then pick two more.
Yeah. yeah.
Start.
All right, so... I've crossed this off and switched them all around 75
yeah.
different times,
mm-hmm.
but I am going to cut J-Lo.
Oh.
Okay.
I think, I don't know how I feel about it, Ben and the whole Bennifer thing.
All right.
So that's an easy one. I'm starting Halle Berry. I've been in love with her forever.
Okay.
Swordfish kind of changed my life. And then Aniston.
Swordfish changed your life?
I mean, you may be the only one, but yeah. go ahead.
Well, no. You know, Ben, or you know, John. And Jennifer Aniston, I'm going to bench. I love Jennifer Aniston, but I'm benching Jennifer Aniston
okay.
to go back to her if I need to. But I'm starting Halle Berry because I've always loved
so
her.
So you're putting Jennifer Aniston on the practice squad.
On the practice squad.
Yeah.
She can always come up.
That's all right. You didn't cut her.
I didn't yeah. cut her.
Brian, what no. are you doing?
I have the identical list to Greg here.
Oh, really?
Starting so Halle Berry.
Yep.
That one was pretty easy to me. I don't know. That was an easy one. And then Aniston was my, you know, celebrity crush my whole life. So I got to keep her on
her?
The roster, you know. So
but
yeah,
you're putting her
on
the bench.
Right.
And then you're riding with J-Lo.
Sorry.
She you can't okay. really go wrong here.
No, there are
no,
no,
there's
wrong,
no wrong
answers.
No.
See, I'm starting J-Lo. I think J-Lo's just spectacular.
It?
Yeah,
okay.
she's it. I'm going to bench. I'm going to bench Jennifer Aniston and cut Halle Berry.
So, you and I cut the same one.
Yeah, we both cut.
Wow.
You cut Halle Berry.
I did.
You had the same, and in this room had the same.
Yeah. Although, if we watch that James Bond movie Halle Berry's in, I bet you we change our minds.
Oh, no, yeah.
She's amazing. She's
immediately.
Amazing. All right, here is how Stephen A. Smith answered the question.
Start, bench, cut. Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez. That's easy for me, bro. Jennifer Lopez starts, okay? Because I'm thinking from the neck down, not just the neck up. You asked, I told you. Halle Berry, because she's one of the most beautiful women you'll ever meet in your life. And Jennifer Aniston, a third, because of the reasons aforementioned, points one and two.
Well, so he, he doesn't have anything. His point is he doesn't have anything against Jennifer Aniston. He just likes the other two more.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, we were doing all this stuff about talking about coaching and the Lakers.
And Darvin Ham and how things are a mess.
All right.
Yes.
I just got a tweet from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Named Christian Gonzalez.
Okay. Hey, Christian.
Ireland Mason. I think the Lakers 100% should make a trade, but not for a player, for a coach. Send Detroit a first-round pick for Monty Williams.
For Monty Williams.
Monty Williams just lost 28 consecutive games a row. And that's who you would trade a first-round pick for.
Yeah, first of all, I'm not trading for a coach at all.
Right.
I mean, Doc Rivers is right there.
It may happen in the NFL with Belichick.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I'd give up anything for Belichick.
No, I would not. I would not trade for Belichick at all. Actually, I want to do the Monday's Black Monday where all the coaches get fired.
Yeah, and you guys read this? Some people think there's going to be as many as 9 openings. There are already 3: Chargers, Raiders, Panthers,
and Bears will open up.
A lot of people think Commanders is opening
Commanders,
up. So New England is that one we're thinking? Dallas, if they flop.
Well, you had a thing today where people are thinking about it, just flipping sports to the NFL, where people are considering trading for Mike Tomlin.
I don't think Pittsburgh would let Mike Tomlin go.
I don't
go.
Either.
By the way, if they do let him go, you don't have to trade for him. If you come in, if he's under contract, but if they fire him.
He's free. Why would they
Mike
fire
Tomlin
him?
He's
never been under 500 in his career, including this year.
Mike Tomlin would be hired in 10 minutes.
Yes. I had the thing the other day, survey of NFL players. What coach would you most like to play for?
Right.
Mike Tomlin in a landslide over everybody else.
Matter of fact, if I'm the Chargers and the Steelers cut bait with Mike Tomlin, I move him ahead of Harbaugh and Belichick.
Which is the most attractive head coaching job this offseason?
That might become available?
Yes.
Chargers, because of Herbert, is automatically on the list. But if Jerry Jones cuts bait on Mike McCarthy, think about that. You get, by the way, do you guys know this? Dak Prescott leads the NFL in touchdown passes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people would get that wrong. But so you've got Dak, you've got CeeDee Lamb, you got Tony Pollard.
Yep.
And then you have an absolutely loaded defense, including Micah Parsons. If that job becomes open, I think it's more attractive than the Chargers. What do you think?
I think the most attractive job is the Bears because you get Caleb Williams and you get to build with a transcendent quarterback and you've got a couple of years to lay a groundwork and to be able to build something around him. I think that Bears job, because of Caleb Williams, if I was the Bears, I'd be looking at Harbaugh. If I'm the Bears, I'm like, Harbaugh is the right guy. He's got his quarterback. That's the most important.
What if he says, I want to bring J.J. McCarthy?
Well, no, nobody. I mean, you wouldn't take J.J. McCarthy over Caleb Williams.
Harbaugh,
they've got
right?
They got the number one pick. Come
yeah,
on.
But Harbaugh, don't they also have like the number 6 pick?
Well, if you're really going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
10? He would still be there at 10, right, McCarthy?
Yeah.
So trade number 1 for like 3 other picks, and you could have, you know.
Why would anybody trade Caleb Williams?
I wouldn't
understand. He's a transcendent quarterback.
But you don't know that. You don't know that he can play in the NFL. Trust me, you're talking to somebody who watched his team use the number one pick on Jamarcus Russell.
I would never have bet everything on Jamarcus Russell. I would bet everything on Caleb Williams.
I wouldn't.
I would.
I love him, and I think he's going to be great. But until you see a guy play in the NFL, I mean, there's the list is long of top three picks used on a quarterback that didn't work.
He's not going to be one of those.
Joey Harrington, Heath Shuler.
Let me tell you something. I think Caleb Williams is the surest shot that we've seen amongst quarterbacks at the top of the draft.
More than Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck was awesome. He retired early.
Yeah,
Andrew Luck was really good.
And he was great in college.
But Trevor Lawrence has been really good. Joe Burrow's been really good. Those guys are all number one overall
players. Yeah, they're good ones.
If you were the Bears, you wouldn't, like, to your point, John, you wouldn't trade and then try and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Here's what they could do. I think the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams.
I do too.
Because it resets their salary at quarterback, which is a big deal. And it allows them, when you have a rookie quarterback, it allows them to spend money everywhere else. But they could, this is an option available to them, keep Justin Fields, trade the number one pick, use the 10th pick on J.J. McCarthy, and then load up on all the other positions. That's an option available to them if they wanted to. Because Justin Fields isn't terrible. He's just going to cost a lot of money.
I think Justin Fields is going to be really good. Supposedly on the trade market, they can get a second or a third round pick for Justin Fields. To me, you take the number one pick, you use it on Caleb Williams, if you flip out Justin Fields for a number two draft pick, you've still got pick number 10 where you can get some help. And I think Harbaugh, has there been any linkage between Harbaugh and the Bears?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you just play there.
I think I was listening to Unsportsmanlike the other day.
Yes. And
I think
morning show.
Maybe it was Mike Lombardi. I don't remember who they were talking to, but he was saying that he does not want to go to Chicago. He has no interest in being in Chicago. He would want to be in warm weather, California, San Diego.
Remember, he started his coaching journey at USD, the University of San Diego. Yep. He had that job before Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford's all in California.
So his family has lived there. They know it. He played for the Chargers. You know, I mean,
can you overcome bad ownership? That's the question with the Chargers. Can you overcome terrible ownership?
You can. I mean, Art Modell won a Super Bowl.
Can I throw something else at you about the Chargers, John?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how the Rams are going to be $60 million under the cap this offseason? The Chargers are going to be $60 million over the cap. They're going to have to do what the Rams did and jettison some of those veteran, talented guys.
I've already heard that they're gonna cut bait on Khalil Mack, on Derwin James.
Gotta get under the cap.
Yeah, so, they have the ability to do that. They don't need all three of those wide receivers. They'll be able to get under.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that makes the job trickier.
Yeah.
Makes the job trickier. All right.
And by the way, I know, before anybody corrects me, I know that the Chargers aren't in San Diego anymore, but it's 90 miles north. So Harbaugh.
They'll always be the San Diego Chargers to me. All right, coming up next for you, maybe the darkest answer ever on Family Feud. Darkest answer ever on Family Feud. That's coming up next for you. Let me tell you about, I am so proud and so honored and so privileged to be working with the LA County Department of Mental Health. And we set this up so I can talk a little bit about my mental health journey. One of the reasons I was talking about New York earlier, one of the reasons why things didn't go well in New York is because I went into a major depression, and it was really, really hard. And I didn't necessarily have the resources to be able to deal with it. So if you are depressed, if you're depressed for a long period of time, if you are anxious, if you are overwhelmed, you've got to get free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling from the LA County Department of Mental Health. They have a 24/7 hotline phone, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. Their website is dmh.lacounty.gov, dmh.lacounty.gov. Take care of your mental health. It is the key to a happy, happy life. And remember, with the LA County Department of Mental Health, there is always hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hey, there it is. There's Miley Cyrus. I love this song. It's funny, she sings When I Used to Be Young. I'm like, you're
still
like 36 years older. You're young. You are young. That's a great song. By the way, I think she's going to clean up at the Grammy Awards when it happens.
I love Miley Cyrus.
I think it's going to be a great year for Miley Cyrus.
You're preaching to the choir with that.
All right, so Family Feud always has interesting questions. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play something for you from Steve Harvey and Family Feud that I would argue is one of the darkest questions
okay.
ever. On Family Feud.
Do you want me to answer it? You want me to pop out
I'm going to pop in and get your answer. Is that in the system? Brian,
yeah,
I don't see it. Okay, you got it. Okay. Go ahead and hit it.
Name something a woman might drive a man to do.
Okay, what's your answer?
Drink.
Drink. Okay, what's your answer, Brian?
Go crazy.
Go crazy. Okay.
Greg?
Kill myself.
Okay, let's hear the entire clip.
Name something a woman might drive a man to do.
Go shopping with her.
Go shopping.
Nope. Nope.
Not on the board.
Kill himself.
Kill himself. Wow.
That wasn't up there, was it?
Listen.
It better be up there.
Might not be up there, but I damn sure thought it a couple times. Yeah, my ex-wife, yes sirree, thought about killing myself.
Yeah! Wow. Do you know what the...
Number three answer. I don't know what the number one answer was, but the number three answer was...
Greg, look it up. See if it's online someplace.
Right,
like what name something a woman
would drive a man to do. Drink is an obvious one.
I think drink's going to be number one.
I think drink's going to be number one, too. Drive a man to do. Kill himself. It's like a really dark answer, but it's
true.
Should be there. All right, so speaking of dark, the Lakers last night were just absolutely dreadful. Just awful basketball, careless with the ball, turned the ball over 10 times in the first
22
quarter.
22 overall.
22 overall, shot 4 for 100 from three.
I have the answers before you
go. All right, go for
it. Oh, you have the answers?
I have not number four, but number six was cheat.
Kay.
Number five was lose his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, they don't show what it is. Number seven or three was kill himself. Number two was leave divorce.
Okay, well, that's good.
And number one, drink.
Drink, yes.
So I would have, we could have passed or played. I think I wanted to pass.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those other ones would have been hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Ireland... There is a story today from Shams Charania and...
I think it's Jovan Buha.
From The Athletic. And they say that according to six unnamed sources, like we always say, get two sources. They've got six sources that say that there is not a connectedness between Darvin Ham and the players. There's currently a deepening disconnect between Ham and the Lakers locker room, six sources with direct knowledge of the situation say, raising concerns about the head coach's standing. The people spoke with The Athletic on the condition of anonymity so that they could speak freely on the matter. Those sources have described that the disjointedness between the coach and team has stemmed from extreme rotations and starting lineup adjustments recently. Leading to a fluctuating rhythm for several players across the roster. Now, I personally think Darvin is overthinking the rotations and trying to do like that starting lineup he put in over the holidays was just terrible. The one
where
he flipped out D'Angelo and put Jared Vanderbilt in.
Right.
Jared Vanderbilt just hasn't been very good so far this year.
Well, Jared Vanderbilt is not a great offensive player, but he's very good defensively.
He has good defense.
And he generates a lot of steals. He gives you, you can switch him on to anybody. Jared Vanderbilt's in there for defense.
So how do you account for this disconnectedness between... Because I personally think, John, we're at a crossroads right now. We're at a crossroads. Team either goes on a run at home or goes to the play-in tournament. And I'm being optimistic by saying play-in tournament.
I was
going to
say.
Yeah, I know.
You know
they're number 10 now, right?
There's something worse than the play-in tournament.
But right, this is it. This is the stretch. This is the crossroads. It has to start tomorrow night. I thought it was going to start. Has to start tomorrow night.
All right, here's my take on all this.
Yeah.
As somebody who's around this dynamic all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, and I'm in their hotels, I'm on their buses, I'm on their plane. I haven't seen this disconnect that is being reported play out in real time. In other words,
but you're not disputing it.
I'm not, because I think what the people are disgruntled about, what these six sources are disgruntled about, is playing time. All these guys want to play more.
Right.
Because they think they can make a difference. But if you look at how Darvin has done this, everybody's been given an opportunity, and very few are seizing it.
Correct.
So I'm not sure what Darvin is supposed to do.
Well, he's just
like, if you put Cam Reddish and Jared Vanderbilt out there and they don't make any shots, you just leave them out there and hope they build a rhythm?
Well, at this point, John,
they're not great shooters.
It's
right?
It's January.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be a starting lineup? Last night he used his 10th different starting lineup. This is what players are upset about, their rhythm and their rotation and all that kind of stuff.
I recognize the problem, and I understand why they're frustrated. What I'm telling you is, as somebody that's around him all the time, I'll compare this to when people used to say Shaq and Kobe absolutely hated each other.
Right.
They didn't. They played together and went to four finals in 5 years.
Right.
Were they best friends? Were they going out to dinner? No. Were they talking crap behind each other's back? Sure. But they didn't absolutely hate each other. They found a way to coexist and to go to four finals in 5 years.
Right.
This team likes each other. I'm around them all the time. I know that. But the problem that you laid out is real. The lineup, 10 lineups is a lot.
Yeah.
What Darvin's trying to do is
by the way, and doesn't know what the lineup's going to be tomorrow night.
Right. Because he doesn't know if he has Hachimura or Russell. But if... I'll give you this.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 10 out of their next 11 at home.
Yep.
They've got to take advantage of that scheduling. If they don't, then I think you have a problem.
Then I think you pulled the plug.
But I don't think we're there yet. I think they've looked at what the December schedule looked like. They looked at how great they looked in the in-season tournament, which was less than a month ago.
I know.
On December 9th, we were talking about the Lakers being a finals team.
Yep.
Nobody's saying that now, but December 9th, today is January 4th.
Yep.
Okay, so less than a month ago, we were talking about them being a finals team. So we know it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
They just need to unlock it. I think your criticism of too many changing lineups is fair. In a little bit of a defense of Darvin and the coaching staff, for example, if it were me,
right.
Okay, if everybody's healthy, I start Hachimura. I think he provides you with offense. He's a solid defensive player.
I do not disagree.
I think I start Russell because he can get hot. Now, if you don't want to play D'Lo at the end, fine, but I think you start him. Like, for example, they're playing Memphis tomorrow night. The last time they played Memphis, D'Angelo Russell was their leading scorer.
Right.
I think he made 7 threes. That's what they need. In a league that's turning to threes, they need to develop a three-point shooter. But, so I would start Russell, Reeves,
yes,
Hachimura, LeBron, and AD. Now, Torian Prince, Darvin really likes because he gives you a three-point shooter who plays defense. Darvin likes Vanderbilt because he plays defense.
His original
start. Darvin likes Reddish because he's kind of a Swiss Army knife. I think you need a little more offense. Last night, did you notice this? Last night in the NBA, 5 different teams went north of 140.
My God.
You know how many points we scored?
196. Oh, 96, yeah.
You were last 110 to 96.
Yeah.
So my lineup.
Yeah, what is your lineup?
Again, Russell Reeves, Hachimura, LeBron,
James Davis.
AD. Darvin can't come out today and say that's who he would start even if he wanted to because Russell and Hachimura are injured. So he's got to come up with somebody. He's got to put 5 players out there. So I'll cut him a little bit of slack. But 11 home games in the month of January is a pretty good sample size. You got to make some hay there.
You have to.
And I'm not going to, you know, they say, what's that saying? Throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Yes.
Because of one game last night that they lost at home, I'm not going to say the sky is falling.
Even if it's part of 9 of their last 12.
Yes, because most of those that you're talking about have been on the road. And I was tired.
You know, right,
and they
right.
had just gotten in. I'm not even playing. But at home with no back-to-backs, by the way. That's mm-hmm. something I haven't mentioned.
Correct. January, no. They've led the league in back-to-backs so far this year with 7. There are none in January.
This is the part of the schedule where they need to make some hay. If they don't.
Bam. Who knows?
Then all bets are off.
Yes.
You're right. But I think Darvin's earned the right to fix it over this stretch. But not even you are suggesting that they would do anything today.
No, end of the month. Yeah. End of the month.
I don't think they'd do it at the end of the month.
If they have a 4-8 month.
Yeah. Then
you've got to look at everything.
Yeah. I agree. I think they're looking at everything now. Not Rob, but Darvin's looking at everything now.
And by the way, all you guys
got to figure it out.
All you guys on that team who didn't show up last night, get ready for the trade deadline.
Well, what's interesting is, I mean, we're talking about the Lakers.
Yeah.
There's a long history of this. If you underachieve, they won't hesitate to cut ties.
Nope.
So I think those guys got to be smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I would play my hardest game of the year tomorrow night.
So let's just assume. Let's say the Lakers lose Friday against Memphis, Sunday against the Clippers, and on Tuesday against Toronto.
Okay.
Let's say that you don't think there's a change?
I don't.
I think there would be such an uproar to lose six in a row.
You guys think
six in a row?
They would fire a coach that went to the Western Conference Finals less than a year ago.
I've seen LeBron pull the plug on guys.
Yeah. He did it with David Blatt. Didn't they go to the finals and they got rid of him the next year?
Bam.
In the middle of the season?
I don't even think he made it through the next year.
No, there's like 10 games possibly.
No, he got fired mid-season.
Yeah, they will absolutely. If LeBron says, that's it, I'm done, I don't want
it
anymore.
Maybe I'm too close to it because I've never even considered that as a possibility.
Yeah.
I've never considered that they would change the coaching staff if they went on a six-game losing streak.
This team is supposed to go back to the...
I think they've got to the end of the month.
I don't know. If you lose three more in a row, I think the uproar will be so
big. There will be a
lot
of uproar. It also depends how they lose.
Right.
Do they lose like they did last night, or do they lose at the buzzer? To me, it's a different...
Is it with these fake comebacks when, like, oh, we made it to within two in the fourth quarter, and then it goes back up to 15?
Yeah.
Like, that can't continue to happen.
Well, losses are losses. And it doesn't matter. Bad losses are bad losses.
Sure.
Last night, James Worthy and
22 turnovers.
Robert
Horry
just
says a lot.
Crushed those guys.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coaching. When it happens, when there's a lot of turnovers, that's a lot of coaching errors. When there's all the rotations
are constantly
changing.
Well, general lack of engagement, careless with the ball. I mean, all this stuff.
There was a play in the first quarter when Jaime Jaquez had a putback dunk, or not a putback dunk, an alley-oop dunk from Kyle Lowry. And you could see LeBron's face. He just looked so mad. And it wasn't because of the dunk. I think he was just out. He was
right.
Like, this is ridiculous. This is not what I'm here
well,
for.
Well, losing is no fun, but let's
see. That was
the
first quarter. His body language was terrible.
Let's see what happens this weekend, because I think the Clippers game is going to be really hard, which puts extra emphasis on getting a win tomorrow night.
They lose both of these.
Yeah. Then Monday is going to be, it won't just be, it's Black Monday in the NFL
on
Monday.
It's Black Monday here. Exactly. All right, going to do a little What's Up, Fool coming up next. Bergman's got stuff and Brian's got stuff. 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. It now takes up to 11 weeks to fill an open position. You don't have that kind of time if you're running a business. If you're listening today, listen to this. Use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or as my friend Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. They have an algorithm that aligns you with the people that have the skills and experience for the job you're looking to fill. And here's how quick it can work. Four out of five businesses that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Again, go to that website. It's free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Oh, so I was I saw something on Twitter today, and I forgot what I was doing for a second. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Anita, do you have this, Brian?
Yeah, I got it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was being asked about the Pacers beating them four times in a row this season.
Have that?
Okay. We're going to play what he said, his answer, mm-hmm. and I want you to just react.
Okay.
You have that, and you think about it. Now, when you go back home and you sleep and you wake up, you think about it. Now, when you go back and work out, you think about it. You know, when you're about to get freaky at night, you think about it. You know, but at the end of the day, it's good because now it gives us time to fix things.
So Do you say anything wrong with him thinking about it during getting freaky?
No.
No, I would think.
I think he was honest.
I think the L kind of sticks with you. Like, if
so you're in the middle, thinking, God, the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton absolutely killed me last night.
In the middle of it? Yeah. Well, I don't think you can take him so literally, Bergman. He's making a little joke, right? I mean, let me put it this way.
Tell me to accept the premise.
If I have a bad show, I have a bad day. If somebody has a bad game, it's going to stick with them in the exact same way, isn't it? If you're coming off a bad game, I mean, he's thinking about it.
Greg,
he's obsessing
over it. It is possible to think about two things at once.
But then you're not doing it right. Then you're not doing it
right.
Can we
just be real? I thought it was funny.
Yeah. No, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, just move on to the next one.
All right, guys.
Okay. You guys are no fun. Hate joy.
I'll see if you like this one here.
Okay, good.
So I was eating dinner last night, and this story came on the evening news, and it caught my attention, and I thought it was pretty wild. So a man stole a propeller airplane out of Las Vegas, hopped the airport fence, everything, stole a little two-person plane kind of deal. Didn't make it very far, landed in the desert. What they found was a manual how to land a plane with a joint and a couple of beers inside the cockpit.
Wow.
So this guy obviously was on some sort of joyride.
Yes.
So if it was up to you, what's your one thing you would take on a joyride? No, consequences
I'd like to have one of them Maybachs. I'd like to drive around in a Maybach for a day.
I've been in a Maybach.
Have you? They're like $200,000 cars.
Oh,
aren't they?
More than that.
More
yeah.
than that?
I was
you've
at
been
a,
in
a.
Where'd you ride in a Maybach?
I was in New York City, and I said I wanted to go to the game early because we were doing a show.
Yep.
And I said, hey, do you have a house car? A lot of these hotels we stay in have a house car.
Sure.
And the guy goes, yeah, you ever ride in a Maybach? And I went, no. He goes, well, this is Gerald. He will take you.
Wow.
And he took me in a Maybach from the hotel to Madison Square Garden. I was in one for about 15 minutes. That's it.
What about you?
So I can joyride anything.
Anything. Plane, boat, any car.
I would want to. Does the Concorde still exist?
The Concorde does not exist. That was that.
That was a plane you could fly from New York to London in like 4 hours?
Correct, right. Yeah.
I'd like to try and fly
that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, did they get rid of it because it costs too much money to fly?
I think so, yeah. What about you, Brian? Where would you joyride?
I'd take one of these like deep-sea fishing boats, off like San Diego. I'd take one of those and just open ocean, baby.
Interesting, yeah.
See how fast we can
Bergman?
You'd also get seasick.
Yeah, I see. I get seasick.
Probably
I'd
get lost
want
and die out there, too. But.
Yeah.
I'm kind of torn. When I was young, I loved the Lamborghini Countach, so I'd probably go with that or the James Bond car, the Aston Martin DB7. That's a
The Aston Martin, the Bond drives? Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, the Pro Bowl rosters have been announced.
Yes.
Shout out Puka Nacua, made the NFC team. But there's been a lot of pushback on a bunch of snubs. And what people have been kind of saying is this shouldn't be an effect for Hall of Fame credentials or incentives for future contracts because it's all fan votes. Do you agree with this, that Pro Bowls shouldn't be something that is, put in an incentive in a contract if it's a fan vote?
That's interesting. I wonder what it is in Major League Baseball.
Well, we talk about All-Star games.
Yeah, we do talk about all. You know what? I think fans should have a say.
Right, your question is not that, Brian. It's should
the
contracts
Pro Bowl.
Be in? Yeah, the
because
Pro
there's
Bowl,
also the All Pro.
Yeah,
which
All
is
Pro.
More.
It's not, it's, All Pro should be the determining factor. The Pro Bowl. I mean, there have been a handful of guys that have like. Mitch Trubisky has been in the Pro Bowl. I mean, because 7 or 8 quarterbacks in front of him just say, I'm not going.
Well, now, see, that doesn't happen anymore because they're not playing. Even if you're hurt,
but they
got
to get somebody to show up. Like, Tyrod Taylor got asked to go to the Pro Bowl 1 year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And Mac Jones, his rookie year.
Yeah.
Did he make the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. And Mace, the reason for that is all the big-name QBs go, nah, I'm not going. But All-Pro recognize – All-Pro means more. Like, Aaron Donald – makes the Pro Bowl every year, but what it's really significant about him is he's been All-Pro like 11 times. So All-Pro should be tied to contracts.
Let me ask you. Three quarterbacks NFC, these are the ones that were voted into the Pro Bowl. Who do you think was voted into the Pro Bowl?
Okay. I will say...
this is just NFC.
Just NFC. I will say... Brock Purdy.
Yep.
Dak Prescott.
Right.
And I'm going to guess Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. Now, did they get it wrong? Did the fans get it wrong? I think those are the right three.
I think those are right, too.
AFC.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And I'm going to say Tua.
And that is correct.
Yeah.
They got, so fans got the right three quarterbacks in both conferences, I would argue.
Maybe. Maybe, but I think all pro is the way to go, Brian.
Yeah, I think probably you tie incentives to all pro as opposed to Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
which
one,
isn't even a bowl anymore. It's just
right.
It's a pro day. I don't know what they call
with
it.
Like festive games. They play dodgeball and stuff.
Dodgeball and jarts and throw axes. Who the hell cares?
The one snub I thought was Josh Allen. I think he's up there with like 40-something touchdowns when you.
But he was very iffy
ones.
In the first 8 weeks of the
he
season.
He was very up
he
and
was.
Down.
Yeah.
But
and I think that probably buried.
But
him.
I think they win this week, and they're a dangerous team in the postseason.
Right.
Very dangerous.
What's up, Phil?
I got one more for you guys, too. Okay. So Kirk Herbstreit is making his viral again with the national championship should be played every single year at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of people agreeing with him on the side. What's your take on this? Should it always be at the Rose Bowl?
I personally think the Rose Bowl is the most scenic, spectacular, classic football venue in America. And I think it's actually, you know, you've got the San Gabriel Mountains, you've got a beautiful state. The only problem is the parking, but you can live with that. I would say the Rose Bowl is a great spot for the national championship game every year.
I will repeat what I said yesterday when I was in here with Travis and Sliwa. This is a horrible idea, and here's why.
Why?
Here's why.
Okay.
Every year.
Yeah.
There is someone like a young Steve Mashonsky in Maumee, Ohio, watching football on New Year's Day, and he's freezing his ass off.
Right.
And he sees the Rose Bowl, and he sees the perfect sunshine, and the girls on the sidelines in their cute sweaters.
Yes.
And he says, I'm going to California. We're closed. We don't need any more you foreigners. We don't need any more you East Coast people. Because every year the Rose Bowl is perfect weather, and these people freezing in Boston and Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. and Maumee, Ohio, get in their U-Haul, and they move here, and they never go back. We don't have room for them. Hell no. We won't go.
That is a really interesting take. Not anything I saw coming, for sure.
No, but that's the one day.
So you're saying like, it's the Rose Bowl
the one
is
day
like
everyone moves here.
You're saying the Rose Bowl is like the California Tourism Commission.
It literally.
You look at it and you say that's why I want. I mean that's.
And think about it. As long as you and I have been alive,
yeah,
people have been watching the Rose Bowl, and it's 90% of the time perfect weather, and 90% of the time. Anything east of the Mississippi River is frozen.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
And so while I agree with Herbstreit that it is the premier destination for bowl games and it's perfect, I don't want any more people moving here, so I'm out.
Interesting.
Bergman, what do you think of my theory?
You're a UCLA guy. You must love the idea of the Rose Bowl every year being the national
the
championship
game. The granddaddy of them all.
It is a granddaddy.
I'm totally fine with that, and I'd Ireland's way of
I
saying
no
not
idea.
To bring
don't,
I'm an isolationist,
don't
Greg. I don't want any more people moving to California.
He wants to build a wall.
Exactly.
Like between us and Arizona.
Yep. No, Arizonans can come. It's hot there. I don't want any of the cold
then what
people
about Nevada?
Coming here.
So you don't want to go up? You don't want Oregon can't come down?
No, I don't want the people from Minnesota,
Idaho,
Ohio. No, Idaho doesn't. No, none of those people want to move. Trust me. Nobody from a cold weather city, because the Rose Bowl is the number one day of the year that people back east realize, what the hell am I living here for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you, was there a specific thing that made you move to California?
The movie Chinatown.
Okay. because it was perfect in the palm trees.
Cool,
and there,
classic.
There
yeah.
you go.
I was like, that's there where I want to live. I want to live there.
The Rose Bowl is an annual once-a-year Chinatown to everybody who's freezing back east.
All right. By the way, it has shifted. Baltimore-San Francisco to win the Super Bowl is now minus 120, and the field is minus 110. It's shifted.
So now I would get the odds.
Yes, now
so,
you
but
would
it's
get
okay. Ramona and I locked it in. We're 25 grand. I have, this is just to win the Super Bowl. I have the Ravens and the Niners. She has the field. So she gets 12
That's
team.
A big bet. Yeah. It's 25% of your money.
Yeah, she gets 12 teams. I get two.
Two. You get Baltimore and San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, tell you what. Why don't we do this coming up? You know, there, John, few athletes have more endorsements than Shaquille O'Neal. There's an interesting story behind his deal with General Insurance Company. We'll play that for you coming up next. Plus more Lakers, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.